I grew up in Chicago Heights, Illinois. It's about 30 minutes south of the city. Most influential person in my life, growing up, probably my older brother. We're 4 years apart, and we've kind of gone through the same process. He ended up not playing after college, but he's now coaching, and he's at the collegiate level, and he's really loving it, and we're both very similar, so I definitely looked up to him growing up. I grew up really liking Javon Kearse. I was a defensive player when I was younger. I just really liked how athletic he was and how he played the game. And, as I grew up, I started playing on the offensive side of the ball. And, I started learning a little bit more about the offensive linemen. So I'm still kind of fresh with that aspect. But, yeah, definitely Javon Kearse is number one. I was always tall, but I was never as thick. When I graduated, or when I committed to Purdue in the fall of my senior year, I was only 240 pounds. And so I played basketball, and I did the whole AAU circuit. So I was still trying to figure out if I wanted to play football or basketball. And when it came down to it, I really started to, fall back in love with football wholeheartedly. And, the recruiting for football picked up and basketball kind of died down. So it worked out really nicely. So it was very interesting to kind of see both aspects of it. It was real interesting. I ended up being the sixth man my freshman year. But then going into the spring of my sophomore year, they said, you're going to be the left tackle, you're going to be our guy. And it was very exciting, but it was also one of those things where you're like, oh man, now I'm protecting, the quarterback. A lot can go wrong if I mess up. And so it was a little nerve-wracking, but it was also very exciting, and I was very fortunate to have done pretty well. So I came here for the pre-draft visit. I met with the coaching staff, and I went in and watched some film with him, and he was very straightforward. He told me what I was doing well, and he told me what I was doing wrong. And I like that. I want to be told what I'm doing wrong. That way I can fix it instead of just saying, you need to block this guy. Well, if I know how to, then it makes it easier. So yeah, it was a little bit of a crash course, I guess you could say, but it was definitely, I definitely appreciated it. It's a lot of fun. It's one of those things where, you go out on the practice field or, the football field, and you know you're going against the best players in the world. And, not a lot of people get to say they get to do that. And so for me to go against, especially those two, during practice is only going to make me that much better. If I learn how to block them, I feel like I can block anybody.